Psalm 138, verses 1 through 5, a psalm of David. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord. When they hear what you have decreed, may they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. So the most common Hebrew word translated with our English word glory was a commercial term that referred to a pair of scales. The word meant to be heavy. An item that was substantial on the scales was valuable. It had intrinsic worth. And the word came to describe a person's importance or worthiness. As the psalmist says in today's song, "The glory of the Lord is great. There is no one like him." God's greatness, his weightiness, his worthiness, his glory, is why the psalmist desires to sing praise with all his heart. God's love never fails. He is faithful in all he does. We are emboldened to know that the eternal God hears and answers our prayers. As believers, we have the privilege of speaking with the Maker of heaven and earth. We're encouraged to call the God of all glory our Father, even Abba, Father. We are invited into the intimacy of one who loves us beyond our ability to grasp and has plans for us beyond our wildest dreams. That's why with the psalmist we say, "I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart." Thank you, Father, for your unfailing love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Father, for answering my prayer. Your presence in my life emboldens me. In Jesus' name, amen.